board or a sign or radio or television or newspaper or something. It surrounds us all the time. We have to be able to deal with the cards life has for us, and that's one of them. Next question. And I'll bet all of you at one time or another have heard this question in one form or another. Don't others have some responsibility for protecting me from excessive temptation? You know, haven't you heard that? Haven't they heard people say, well, I would have made it, but I went to eat with Aunt Jeanette for Thanksgiving, and she put that on the table. She didn't hold her down and stuff it down her, did she? But it got down there anyway. Here's what the big book says on page 120. We never, never try to arrange a man's life so as to shield him from temptation. The slightest disposition on your part to guide his appointments or his affairs so he will not be tempted will be noticed. Make him feel absolutely free to come and go as he likes. This is important, and here's one of the great sentences in the big book. If he gets drunk, don't blame yourself. God has either removed your husband's liquor problem or he has not. Is that plain enough? God has either removed my compulsion to eat or he has not. And if he hadn't removed my compulsion to eat, then I better get to work on this program and do something about that. When I do a step seminar, when we finish the ninth step, I say, folks, this is the breaking point. If you have worked the first nine steps of this program and you have not had a spiritual experience or a spiritual awakening, stop. Turn around. Go back. You left something out, because that's what the first nine steps are designed to do, is to give you a spiritual experience or a spiritual awakening that relieves you of the compulsion to act in an irrational manner. And I'd say that to any of you. If you've worked the first nine steps and you haven't had something happen spiritually that's relieved you of the compulsion to eat, turn around, go back, start over. As Bill W. says, you've tried to make cement without sand, or you've shorted the cement in the mixture, or something is not quite right. Find somebody who has what you want. Ask them exactly how they did that, and then do exactly that. Another thing I'm confident of in the program is that you can't catch this thing from a post. It's like the measles. You want to get the measles? You've got to go find somebody who's got the measles, because you can't get it any other way. You want this spiritual relief that comes in the program? Then you've got to find somebody who has it. One more time. Don't tell me there's nobody in your group with abstinence so you can't get well. Hell, go to another group. Don't tell me there's nobody in your town that is abstinent and has anything to give away. Go to another town. There is somebody within your reach somewhere, by telephone, by mail, by email, by somehow, with whom you can maintain contact so that you can catch this thing that you can't catch from a post. So quit hanging around that post, okay? Back here. God has either removed your husband's liquor problem or he has not. If not, it had better be found out right away. Then you and your husband can get right down to fundamentals. If a repetition is to be prevented, place the problem, along with everything else, in God's hands. How clear could it be?